This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
It's kind of an appropriate song.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
I think I love you.
Is that a new bump song for us? I don't think I've heard that on the 80
no,
Fry
probably
Show.
Not.
I there, like it.
So we have this, I have this library of songs. Are there more than 700 or 800 songs in this library?
Oh, I couldn't give you an exact number, but it's up there.
It's
there's
up
a
there.
Ton.
But yeah, I mean, it's accumulative over not just 2018 when I started Middays, but 2016, I curated all that music. And if you can't tell, I love the 90s, the 2000s.
David Cassidy's.
Mm-hmm. Was that?
I think that was the Partridge Family or the
yes.
Brady Bunch. I don't remember
it's
which one.
It's the Partridge Family, I believe.
Is it? Okay.
But we curate all these songs, and every once in a while, you'll remember this, Ryan. Brad was a listener then. Ryan, you were on the show then. But during COVID, you started doing dedications to people.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Good times.
People could write in and dedicate a song, and you would do a dedication that sounded a little bit like
this.
Yeah,
this one goes out to Merrick Garland. Love that you are talking about election integrity, my friend.
Yeah.
For your choice, we have Celine Dion, or whatever.
That's pretty much the way that would go. So we have some of these songs that people, that you got, basically when you did that, you got it into my library.
Yeah.
And we've done over the course of years, different other segments that have involved songs. It gets into the library. And then I will play a song like that, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is from 2020 when we were doing dedications to people on Wednesdays.
That's amazing that you can remember that.
Well,
I did the dedications, and I don't remember any of them.
Yeah,
I'm just reading, though. you know, when you just read and you don't speak off the cuff, you don't really remember what you're saying because it's just sort of programmed for you.
The less you think about what you're saying when you're reading something for copy, if you hear me doing a recorded spot on this station for a client that I support, like when I'm talking to you during the show, this is some BTS behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I will be talking to you shortly about air comfort after this segment is done, I'm not reading any of that. I'm just talking to you about air comfort. Air comfort sponsors the show. I am an air comfort customer. I will talk to you for a minute about them. About whatever I want, however I want. Those recorded spots that you might hear my voice in Mark Cox's show or Mark Cox's voice in this show, those are recorded. And in order to do that right, you just have to learn to read without thinking. It's a weird thing. It's a completely weird skill to have outside of media.
No, it's very true. I started by doing, on this station, Saturday morning news updates.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, this is a lot more difficult than just talking off the cuff.
Yes.
Because you have to write a news report, and you do have to kind of just let your brain go into like a different function.
You have to just
and
talk,
take over.
Yeah. Because the other thing, too, is if I'm recording it, then I can fix any little thing. I can repeat any little thing that I do that isn't very well done. When I'm talking to you, if I flub a word, I just correct the word and keep going. I can't. It's gone. It's in
the
record.
It's live.
It's much more difficult to record. All right, there's a little behind-the-scenes stuff. Anyway,
what I have for you today with Wiggins America is something that has really been on my mind for a long time. Six signs.
Is this a big moment for you?
I don't know. You tell me. Six signs that your coworkers don't like you. This is from Indeed.com.
So this is from like an employment. I noticed that, and I'm like, well, that might be legit.
I think they're trying to help you out if you're trying to get a job, and for some reason you just keep losing jobs. The first one is that your coworkers rarely include you in group discussions.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed that you two, Brad and Annie, have kind of a private chat sometimes. And I'm not a part of that chat.
Well, it's because we're talking about you.
Well, oh. Ryan, let me explain this to you. That says group discussions.
You're a sensitive dude. You don't want to hear what we're saying.
That's true.
But here's the thing. That's a group discussion. This is just a discussion. When it's just two people, it's just a discussion.
You know what, though? Sometimes I think Ethan might be on in that discussion and still not me. But, you know, I'm gonna go completely opposite here and say, I don't really want to know. Not that it's even about me. Just whatever you guys are talking about in a given moment, if it doesn't involve me, I probably don't need to know.
I don't remember the last time I had a conversation with somebody about you.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's good. I can't remember the last time I had a conversation, especially over internet, about you. Now, people come to me and ask me questions about you sometimes.
Oh, sure.
Because we're on the radio, and they'll ask about something we're talking about. So,
are you my advocate, or are you trying to sabotage me there, too?
Oh, I'm brutally honest.
Hey, I am pretty aware of my very, very many dramatic flaws, so...
So whenever people ask me about some issue, it's always fun. Whenever they ask about our dynamic, that's actually a more fun conversation.
What do you say?
I say it's terrible.
Okay.
I say that we're so good at our jobs that what we come off on the radio is not at all what we're like
in
real life.
Tell them we really hate each other in real life?
I do.
Yeah. Why do we even need to do the rest of the segment?
We don't.
Okay.
Number two. They show negative body language when talking to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Even when these are ready made for a reel. For you to just do this stuff, Brad to edit it after the show, ready to go. Even when your colleagues don't say anything negative to you, their body language may signify they dislike you. This is true. Sometimes you can walk into a room and just know.
Ice cold.
Uh-oh. I'm going to go ahead and go. Number three.
Of the times that you walk into the room and that's the mood, how many times do you actually sense that it's the mood? Are you like batting 500 here or?
I don't know because the conversation always stops and then they never tell you what they were talking about. So it's really hard to judge whether you're picking up on reality or
not. It's important that you know from the first one where you said that Ethan was part of these conversations. He has sent us in our private chat from outside. It's true. You're being excluded. Go on.
I can see that, though, Ethan. You've really missed the mark now, buddy. I can see everything.
I think he wanted you to know.
Number three, they never celebrate your successes. Colleagues who celebrate your successes can make you feel more comfortable at work when you notice that other members of your team never congratulate you.
Why are you talking like that? What's with the tone?
Because I think, if I recall, I just won Q3 Odyssey Award for like teamsmanship or something. I have not heard a single thing out of, well, Brad, because he won it last
quarter. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
But I haven't been congratulated. No trophies, no medals from you at all. Nothing.
I didn't know you won it.
Well, now you do.
Hooray.
Yeah. I mean, it's deserved.
It's deserved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very excited to see the AFS representing on the teamwork.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Very
proud
of my team.
Now, I'll be wearing a Wiggins America shirt when I go.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure that's why you won the award.
If they bring it up, I'm going to say, oh yes, I am also on the Annie Fry Show, but I guess I'm here for this, right?
I work it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do this 5 days a week, that one. Number four, they avoid working with you. Thank you, indeed. That one seems like a really obvious
one.
Are
you feeling good about this, or?
I don't know. I think that I'm okay. You know, I mean, we joke, but I think we actually do a pretty decent job at these things.
Yeah, you would.
They have my assessment of myself is always going to be pretty much a thumbs up.
It's true. I am envious of that skill that you have.
Teamwork is a key element of many professions. If you notice your colleagues seem unhappy when your supervisor asks them to collaborate with you, you may ask them about it directly.
Wiggins!
What's up with you guys? Come on. Remember, this is from the professionals who are trying to get you a job. Number five, they give you short and curt replies. Mm. No offense to my cousin Kurt. Asking to for
Kurt
help.
With a K or with a C?
As with a K, so it doesn't really
different.
Apply.
It's totally different.
Yeah, it's different. Asking for help or support is a natural thing when you're part of a team. When you ask your colleagues more in-depth or open-ended questions, and they only give you short yes and no replies, you may start wondering why this happens. Have you ever found yourself on the receiving end of any of these things?
Probably.
I think I have too.
The thing though is, if you're on it, people, there might be people who don't like working with you because you don't like working with them. So which came first? The chicken or the egg?
Chicken or the egg. I don't think I've had this problem in workplaces. I do remember some social groups in high school that were like that. And it's always rough because if it's just a group of people that you don't know that well and you interact with them a little bit and you find that they're kind of keeping you out, okay, whatever. But if it's a group of friends, then all of a sudden you're not in the friend group anymore.
That's like way worse.
That's stuff it's girls brutal. Deal with a lot, but guys do too. I don't think that's exclusively to girls.
It just manifests differently. Yeah. Or womanifests.
Thank you. I mean, what is a womanifest, really? Number
it's
six.
Like a manifest, but moodier.
Okay. Oh, man. There's some jokes right now.
Take the pitch.
I'm going to take the pitch. I'm going to take the pitch.
You couldn't hit it anyway.
Give him the
take yes,
sign.
I could.
Go
I could
it.
Hit that.
It's a 3-0 count. Make her throw a strike.
I could hit that.
Number six, and this is really the last one. They undermine you. Yeah. If they're doing that, they probably don't like you. When one
I've
or more of your colleagues.
All of these things happen in the workplace to people.
You know what? I think everybody has seen all of these things happen at some point or another. I would like to think that one of my best roles in any company I've ever been is a uniter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say is the underminer.
No, but we can end on that.
The villain at the end of Incredibles.
The underminer?
Yeah. It's a good villain. I think that we have a great team. And in radio, as radio has... maybe shrunk a little bit in how many people are dedicated to any particular cause. You really do have to have a team that's interested in the same goal. And I think we do that pretty well.
I do too.
And we all definitely have different roles. Like you're here for...
These
what
things.
What are you here for?
I mean, I think just this kind of junk.
Stories about why people don't like me. Yeah. You're great, Ryan. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a Q3 winner.
Roy Murdoch, Robert C. Cahaley next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.